Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenny Outlaw here. It is Thursday, October 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is in need of your help in finding Emma Socorro Rodriguez, who was last seen on October 13th around 8 p.m. in Wauchula. She is 15 years of age and was last seen wearing red gym shorts, a black t-shirt, and athletic slide shoes. If you know of any information regarding her whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, submission of a complete program application, and necessary supporting documentation. You can apply by going to hardycounty.net and clicking the Hardy Cares heart on the homepage. Your local events, the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at the Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m., with the event starting at 10 a.m. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. This Friday, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Lake Wales for a conference matchup against the Highlanders. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310, FM 102.1, and worldwide at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, SGIS Incorporated is looking for a land surveyor. 1 year of land surveying, a driver's license, and English fluency is required. DeSoto Memorial Hospital is looking for a cashier. The ideal candidate will have a strong customer service background and exhibit exemplary customer service skills. Healthcare experience is preferred. And the Sunshine Method is looking for a tutor. Applicants in the Arcadia area are encouraged to apply. A bachelor's degree and 2 years of tutoring and mentoring experience is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here, and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Today is the last day to do so. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Huachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Huachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Huachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Huachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Huachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Conditions mostly cloudy, temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 70%. Heat index is 86. Winds east at 11.5 miles an hour. The visibility is 10 miles and the altimeter at 30.02 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Huachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:48 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers late in the morning, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, north winds around 5 miles an hour, with a 40% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows around 70, with north winds around 5 miles an hour. Let's go on now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California started a new water year October 1st, with the state hoping to avoid a second straight dry year. Good reservoir storage from a wet 2019 tempered the impact of a dry 2020 in Northern California. Long-term forecasts point to the development of a La Nina climate pattern in the Pacific Ocean, which has brought dry weather in the past. The water year ended with reservoirs at 93% of average storage. The USDA announced $19.1 million in grants to provide training, outreach, and technical assistance to socially disadvantaged and veteran farmers and ranchers. USDA's Office of Partnership and Public Engagement Director Mike Beatty says whether it's through individual technical training or grassroots community partnerships, these projects empower these veteran farmers and ranchers to help them and their businesses thrive. USDA will fund approximately $17.6 million in grants issued to 49 organizations conducting outreach and assistance for socially disadvantaged and veteran farmers and ranchers in 28 states. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced the USDA has invested $22 million out of up to $100 million in grants available to increase American ethanol and biodiesel sales. These funds were made available through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program to participants in 14 states. The initial $22 million are projected to increase ethanol demand by nearly 150 million gallons annually.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of The McGregor Company. Our success depends on those we serve being successful.
I'm Jeff Anderson. We live just south of Pullman. With InServe, we're not top dressing in the spring anymore. We're applying all of our fall fertilizer in the fall. It's keeping it in the ground for the plant to use when it needs it in the spring. And so it's saving us another trip over the field.
It takes so much to raise a successful crop, from seed to nutrition, protection, and technology.
With InServe, the wheat's getting it rather than the weeds.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. For many row crop farmers and rangeland managers, spray applications are done for the year. But in many cases, it's important to winterize that equipment before the risk of freezing temperatures. David Russell is an extension weed specialist with Auburn University and the Alabama Extension Service.
You want to run clean water through that system and make sure all the product is cleaned out of the tank and the screens and the tips. And then basically, you're going to continue running that pump until all the clean water has been run out of that system. And then at that point, you want to check all the screens and check all the hoses and make sure it's been cleaned out. Most importantly, I think, is to make sure that the water has been removed from the pump. And in some cases, depending on the size, a lot of those are winterized by simply taking it off the equipment and then putting it someplace where it's not going to be frozen from outside temperatures. But it's not uncommon for antifreeze to be run through the system and then a little bit of that antifreeze to be left in those pumps just to prevent any freezing or cracking through the winter months.
For those that still have spraying yet to do this year, check out David's Sprayer Calibration Made Simple document on the Alabama Cooperative Extension website.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great-grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improved yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
Thank you for tuning in to your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information and previous reports, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened lower this morning. The lack of a new economic stimulus package in the U.S. and fresh COVID lockdowns overseas are taking a toll on investor confidence. The latest jobs report also weighing on the market. The number of people filing for unemployment rose last week to 898,000.
The latest number shows the layoffs remain a hindrance to the economy's recovery from the pandemic recession that erupted 7 months ago. The Labor Department report coincides with other recent data that have signaled a slowdown in hiring. The economy is still roughly 10.7 million jobs short of recovering all of the 22 million jobs that were lost when the pandemic struck in early spring.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Walgreens shares rose today after the drugstore chain reported a fiscal fourth quarter decline in profits. It was actually less than expected. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. Everton, Florida, and defending national champion LSU are now scheduled to play in December.
Athletic Director Scott Strickland says 21 Gator players and coaches have tested positive.
I don't know that this was a situation where someone goes, I don't feel well, but I'm going to power through it. I think this is a situation where someone felt like, I got a sniffle, I need a Kleenex, now I'm ready to go play a game.
Strickland is hinting at possibly tweaking travel protocols.
As much as we want to give our kids the opportunity to compete, we understand this isn't a normal year, and we're going to have to have someone the ability to adapt to unusual circumstances.
Florida LSU isn't alone. The Southeastern Conference postponed the Missouri-Vanderbilt game. Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin says his team is dealing with their first coronavirus issue of the season. I'm Ed Donahue.
Alabama coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19.
I get tested every day. I feel fine. I felt fine. I was very surprised by this.
The Crimson Tide host number 3 Georgia Saturday. This is SRN Sports. One top 25 college football game last night saw Coastal Carolina kick a 40-yard field goal with 4 seconds left for a 30-27 victory over number 21 Louisiana Lafayette in a Sun Belt matchup of unbeaten teams. The Braves NLCS
lead is now 2-1 after they got routed by the Dodgers 15-3. Atlanta manager Brian Snitker says they will live over it.
Those last 4 hours weren't a lot of fun, but now that it's over and you look back, if we had to lose the game, then that was probably the best possible way.
Game four is tonight. Houston is still alive with the ALCS avoiding a sweep with a 4-3 win over Tampa Bay. Astros manager Dusty Baker says he gambled by leaving in Zach Greinke, who escaped a bases loaded jam in the sixth.
I can't lie to you. There were some prayers involved in there on the way back to the dugout. You know, he was approaching that 90-plus mark. I don't know, sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
Game 5 this evening. The Astros trying to become just the second team in Major League Baseball history to come back from an 0-3 deficit and win a playoff series. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: opportunity does not knock, it presents itself when you beat down the door. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.